I mean, it could be lingering wreck after the trade deadline, and that would be tough. But, you know, I think we have to assume here that Winnipeg is going to be in constant communication, if necessary, with the National Hockey League. I checked earlier today with the NHLPA, and both sides are consumed with, you know, the All-Star festivities, which are set to commence in St. Louis over the next handful of days here. But even though the Players Association filed the grievance, there has nothing been set yet. And I think the Players Association are very much in a wait-and-see mode. You know, what's Byfuglien doing? I don't believe he's skating, even though, you know, a week, 10 days, 2 weeks ago, it seemed like that was the next step in his rehab, was that he was going to step out onto the ice, go for a twirl, and test the repair work done to his ankle and see how he feels. And I don't believe that he's done that. So at some point, Winnipeg is going to require clearance by the National Hockey League to move forward, knowing that, you know, if something changes after the trade deadline, that they're not going to get whacked by a surprise. If Byfuglien decides that he's good to go, there's some form of medical clearance and he has to be reinstated. I can't imagine that Winnipeg is going to be surprised by whatever happens either before the trade deadline or after.